And we're back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, covering all of North Alabama, solid, conservative, and just plain right. I mean, we got so much ground to cover today, but I am thinking that this first topic, this number one of the Triple Dipper, the Mar-a-Lago fiasco, the idea of big government and what we're seeing right now in the last 24 hours, I anticipate that this could generate some calls. We're also going to spend time on the phone in a little while with U.S. Attorney Jay Town and just get his perspective. I want to hear him speak to it. I am a practicing attorney, but the prosecution side of things is not something that I have ever done. I want to hear what it takes to get such a warrant, in his opinion. And this is unprecedented. There's no doubt about that. I don't have to be an attorney to know that. But it also, by the way, it smacks of political realities that shouldn't be involved in legal proceedings, period. I mean, as an attorney, I can just tell you that in the midst of a civil case, one of the rules, the model rules of professional conduct that we as attorneys are required to adhere to is basically, one of those is a rule that says that we are not allowed to threaten criminal prosecution in order to gain the upper hand in a civil proceeding. In other words, you don't leverage the possibility of criminal charges to try and force somebody in a civil case to capitulate or to change their position. All right, there's that. That's the legal realm. That's criminal versus civil. That's crossing the wires, so to speak, crossing the streams. This is different. I recognize that what I just said doesn't necessarily apply. But what we're seeing here, in my opinion, is absolutely, absolutely built on the idea that Democrats and never-Trumpers hate Donald Trump so much that they're willing to do whatever it takes to keep him from running for office. That's the way I feel right now. Now, listen, if they come back with something like, you know, they come back and turns out they've got Putin's cookbook and it's got all kinds of interesting things in it that shouldn't be there. Okay, I want to hear it. At this point, though, what we're hearing is that the FBI showed up with 30 agents and they walked through the house. They went through everything. They even broke open his safe and they took 15 boxes of material, many of which they didn't bother looking through. They just grabbed them and took them. So we don't know, was there an inventory done? I would also think, too, here's the thing. It's Mar-a-Lago, for crying out loud. You got to know that the home of any former president is going to have a security system, right? There had better be cameras in the hallways documenting what they were doing. I hope right now someone has already accessed the security camera archives to see how these agents comported themselves. What did they do when they were in certain rooms? I hope that we have the ability to literally see this so-called raid in progress. That's only reasonable, right? The White House is holding a briefing right now. It's live. Fox is showing it up on the screen. CNN is not, for whatever reason, but Fox is showing it up on the screen. And by the way, I still find it interesting, Boomer, that you set this up so that on the two big screens here in the studio that CNN is on the left screen and yes. Fox is on the right screen.
Yeah.
That was right. That was intentional.
Very intentional.
Anyway, there's a press conference right now. Karine Jean-Pierre, the glass ceiling breaking press secretary, is dealing with Peter Ducey right now. Saying that President Biden was not aware of the Trump FBI search. Well, he better not have been aware. I have a hard time feeling like that's absolutely true. But nonetheless, he'd better not be aware. Because if he is, then what we're dealing with here is like Banana Republic crap. I mean, we're dealing with, you know, the dictator in his... Well, he does tend to wear the aviator sunglasses. Boomer's nodding his head at me. But what we're looking at here is the kind of thing that only happens in countries where the rule of law means nothing and where you don't have due process and where you have dictatorships, or for that matter, you at the very least have despots who are keen to use their political prowess to try and keep their opposition in play. That's what Putin does. All right, I've said a lot. It's gonna play out. I don't know how long it's gonna play out. It's gonna take a while. But here's the other thing. Someone better quit playing dumb. Karine Jean-Pierre better not be the last person to come to the microphone from the White House and address this. This is a huge, hairy deal. And if you think it's just about Trump, you're wrong. If you're out there going, Trump, oh, they're going to mean orange man. They went to his house. If you think this is all about Trump, you are wrong. Do I think Trump was a motivator for the folks who did this? Yes. Is there some potential accusation against him that allowed this to take place? I assume so. But at the same time, if you think that the pundits should be addressing this only from the perspective of, well, it's Trump, and you know, he's always getting away with something. Okay, well then tell me why it is we never raided Hillary Clinton's house. She had a stinking server, for crying out loud. She was doing Secretary of State classified business on a personal server. They're saying that Donald Trump had some documents. I'll cover this down in a minute, but let me just go ahead and preempt some of this by saying, did you know who the ultimate authority is allowed to declassify documents? Oh, that would be the President of the United States. So if he took a document out of the White House, I don't know what it was. We'll find out. They say they've been cooperating with him, and then they didn't feel like they were getting as much cooperation. And so what, they raided his house with 30 agents? They determined that Hillary did, in fact, have classified information going to and from a private server in her home, which she destroyed with a hammer. Do you remember all this? 33,000 emails just poof, went away. Did they raid her house? No, of course not. But now the former president, and oh, by the way, the person who is most likely right now seen to be the top of the ticket for 2024 Republicans, Donald Trump, he's raided. He's raided. Oh, by the way, they're saying it's not related to January 6th. Interesting. They're not mentioning Russian collusion. Interesting. They're saying it was a referral from the National Archives because they want to know, did he have some more documents so that they can archive them? What? Are you kidding me with this? So you want things you could put in a box on a dusty shelf in the old warehouse where they keep the Ark of the Covenant and just, you know, say, well, good, we had to get those back. It better be more than that. Someone needs to come to the microphone and add some clarity to this because the world is watching. And I'll be honest with you, Republicans, conservatives are freaking mad. And we're keeping our head on a swivel. We want to know what's next. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We got a lot more where that came from. We will be right back.